Thursday. This week's flown by.
Yeah. Yep.
What's going on?
One day closer to death, buddy. Just keep that in mind.
Why do you keep bringing that up? You always bring that up on the show. Nobody wants to think about that.
Well, think about it because you're dying right now, literally.
I mean, I'm not getting younger.
No.
I know that. Yeah. You don't have to bring it up all the time.
You might as well put one foot in the grave right now, buddy.
Here's the thing. Hey, you know what? You're going gray too, buddy boy. So you're not out of the situation.
I feel like if I joke about death enough, I'm not going to die. Like, do you ever have that? Like, maybe if I make fun of it enough, like, it won't happen. You know what I mean?
I don't think that's how it works.
Like, if I'm acting like, whatever, we're all dead anyways, it'll be the one guy like, oh, but you're not dying. I'd be like, yes! I knew it!
See, you think about that, but then here's how I think. Like, oh, my God, I was talking about it today. It's going to happen.
Today's the day. Today's the day.
It's inevitable.
It's like when you see something that like correlates with like a bad date or time, and you're like, "Oh no, I keep seeing that number." Oh God!
See, now we got to start talking about living. Just cancel it out, Brock. Very superstitious over here.
What's the point? We're all dead. We're all dead. You and you and you.
I mean, I've done pretty much everything I need to do, right?
Yeah. Again, I'm fine as long as everyone dies when I die, okay? That's just how it is.
You're so selfish in that way.
If you guys think you're going to go on having fun without me, you're dreaming, all right? You're all dead.
The world revolves around me.
Yeah, okay.
We've already talked about it. We've already established nobody's going to your funeral.
All right. No, I don't want you guys going out to picnics and the beach without me. You guys are all going to be dead with me in the round, okay?
Well, we are all going to the beach. When you die, we're all going to go celebrate, hang out on the beach, cocktails.
You're real people.
It's terrible.
It's
terrible.
You're going to be crying. You're going to be so distraught when I die. My only goal is to
have you ever look at, if you've ever done that as a kid, like look at somebody, I wonder if they would even care.
Yeah. I do it with my mom.
You wouldn't even go.
Thought that about my mom all the time. I'm like, she wouldn't even care. She wouldn't even care.
Your mom loves you dearly.
She does.
Would you even?
Anyway, enough of everyone dying when I die. We got to move on. It's time for your morning dump. God, morbid. Good way to start the 7 o'clock hour. Christ. Ah.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
All about me.
Me. As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com right there online. Pump it. Uh-huh. That was more suck that septic.
Right, that's kind of gross.
That sounds good. You don't want to get us. It's not like siphoning gas. You don't want to do it that way. Like, you got to get it going.
You can't siphon your yard. That's for sure.
Well, I'm not starting it. You start it. Anyway, call them. Pump that septic. They're going to get you taken care of. Getting buff in the buff. Law and order, organized crimes. Which, by the way, how many law and orders are there? Okay, I didn't even. Law and orders,
seriously,
organized crimes. That's a show. There's like 87 different law and orders.
Seriously, we got enough crime shows. All right.
One of my favorite little, you know, I guess it pokes fun at that is from Forgetting Sarah Marshall, Crime Scene, Scene of the Crime. That TV show that she started.
Scene of the Crime.
I just love Crime Scene, Scene of the Crime. I'm like, that is so on point with how many crime shows there are. Anyway.
Seriously, though.
Well, this Law & Order's Christopher Milani recently shared that he enjoys working out naked when he's at home. And he doesn't even bother to black out the windows either. He's just out there letting the world see it. However, he does admit that when he goes to the gym, he adopts a different mentality, and he hates it when people are shirtless at the gym. That's fine when you're in your home. Let it all hang out. However, though, Hunter, wouldn't that worry you? Just having it swing. I guess for me, it's not like it's swinging around.
I'm giving myself swinging. Everything's uptight. That's for sure.
But still, though,
a chance weights of throwing those things around.
Yeah.
You know, I guess, you know, you don't, especially the ones that, like, you know, you put the key in and it lifts the weights up. Oh, you don't want to get anything trapped in
those cable
those
machines having, like, you know, that weight slammed down on it.
Why is he screaming over there? What happened?
Looks like a hot dog that you microwave too long. That's what it does.
It's called blowed out hot dog.
That no screaming in the gym rule. You know, you always see those signs like, hey, please keep it down. Well, if I smash my wiener in one of the cable machines, you're going to hear me holler.
Yeah.
I wouldn't trust that. Just because the off chance that a weight just goes rogue or, you know.
Yeah, what are you working out naked for? What are you doing? Just put some boxers on.
Yeah.
Just put some briefs on.
Shorts.
Yeah, I mean, I'm comfortable with myself, but even so, dude, it's like, even when I'm walking around the house, flop, you know, it's not comfortable.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I got to have something on, man. It's just.
Some between my privates, my genitals that
even if I'm alone.
Yeah.
It's just, you know.
I like having that buffer, cold. That buffer between the real world and my genitals. You know what I mean? Because anything can happen out there, especially if you're slinging weights around. So, I don't know. Yeah. That's just not for me. And also, too, yeah, you brought up a good point. When you're working out, the blood's rushing to all your important stuff. It's not like it looks impressive down there, right?
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, you've seen those WWE stars roll out into the ring.
Yeah.
They just got done pumping a bunch of iron before they get. Look at those.
Yeah.
It's like a Ken doll.
The shorts are so tight. I don't know.
Maybe the steroids have something to do with
that. That might be the steroids. That might be the steroids. Maybe that's why I'm so. No, I haven't taken
right.
steroids. Yeah. Lastly, enough of.
Running on the treadmill doesn't shrink your wiener, Brock.
It's so tiny. How'd it go in? Lastly, the Orbital Assembly Corporation, based in California, is developing space hotels that will accommodate hundreds of people in zero gravity. The first one, Pioneer Station, is designed to house 28 people and could be operational in just 3 years. The second, Voyager Station, is more ambitious. It's scheduled to open in 2027, accommodate 400 people, both tourists and employees, in a quote-unquote business park.
There's cities in space. Now, I'm telling you, there's more up there than we really think. 3 years? You just can't build that in 3 years.
Well,
no, it's already happening. There's colonies on the moon.
Now,
I'm telling you.
If you think that this is just some place where you're going to be floating around from room to room, no, this is actually giant rotating space stations that will create artificial gravity. So
this
you can go
crazy.
Up there. Yeah. Yeah. 2027, dude.
This is crazy. If you would have asked us 10 years ago, like maybe in our lifetime, this is happening right now. Right now, it's happening. Next, go start saving your money because your next vacation could possibly be in space.
You know what this means, Hunter?
Don't just stop. Don't go to this. We get it. You know, you're gonna do it in space. You're gonna rub one out. I don't know. You're gonna do something sexual. You always bring it back.
You know, I wasn't gonna say that at all. I'm a little upset that you'd assume that. We'd be telling a story about space, and automatically you think the first thing that comes to mind is that I can't wait to pop one off in space. All right, how dare you?
What were you going to say?
I was going to pop one off in space.
You see, exactly. I know you too well, man.
There's a point where I could pay probably thousands of dollars to travel into space for a getaway in space and... I'm gonna pop
Have you ever had a serious conversation? How did your wife do it?
You can't tell me that the first thing you wouldn't do in space is pop one off, okay? I'm tired of feeling like the odd man out. All right, everyone's thinking it, okay? Because then you could say...
not everybody's thinking it,
Then you could say, I popped one off in space, all right? That's all we want to do. That's all we're doing down here. Think about it. Right now, all right, Hunter, how many times a week are you popping one off, all right? Be honest. Be honest.
Here's the thing. Nobody wants a floating loogie in space, all right? You can't do that. There's no gravity.
It travels millions of miles, and it hits the windshield of an alien family who's traveling.
Hell?
Oh, what was that? That was a weird alien bug. We did. Well, turn on the windshield wipers.
Now you know what? It's probably how Earth got colonized. It's from a floating loogie just landed on this rock.
Some alien was up in space popping one off, and he lost it. Oh, Where'd that go? And that's how we started. That's how we started right there.
Hey, you know what?
Because
not a bad theory.
Some lonely alien missed the tissue.
It's terrible.
God. Hunter, you ruined it once again. All right, folks. That is your morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. We're sorry.
Look out!
Ow, my eye.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.